You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Adam Zagorio joins us now. You can see his work all over the New York Times. Adam, welcome in. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us yet again. Love having you on, and please know how much I appreciate it.
How about that incredible shot and incredible game last night, Anita?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. You know, I mean, Billie Jean King has this unbelievable quote, "Pressure is a privilege." And I usually use it when, like, I'm playing in a golf match and somebody needs to sink a putt to you know, win a skin. I'll usually throw it out there, kind of get in their mind a little bit. But it's those phenomenal athletes that take that pressure situation and just crush it and deliver. And then the feeling from that is amazing. I can't even imagine what this young man is went through last night. He probably didn't sleep. He's probably on cloud nine this morning. You know what I mean? God bless.
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing about him, you know, one thing I don't know if everyone knows is this is a kid who was a quarterback, you know, a quarterback star in high school. He was a two-sport star in high school in Minnesota. He had about a dozen scholarship offers to play quarterback in Division I football. And he was saying after last night that, you know, his previous high as an athlete had been winning a state championship in football. At the time, he didn't think that could ever be topped. And now he goes and hits a 33-foot three-pointer off the window to send his undefeated team into the national championship game, and that's, you know, his new athletic career high, and he's only, you know, whatever, 19-20 years old.
It's really unbelievable. Again, Adam Zagorio joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, let's start with Baylor and Houston. I don't know about you. At halftime, I'm into this this documentary, The Unfortunate Death of Michael Jordan's Father, called Moment of Truth. I started watching that at the second half. There were two runs that went Baylor 14-3 run, and then Houston couldn't respond, and then Baylor went on another 16-3 run. You can't get back from that. This backcourt for Baylor, arguably one of the best in the history of college basketball. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, what's amazing, you look at kind of the big picture here, Anita, is everyone has been looking towards this Baylor-Gonzaga game all season. You know, they were 1-2 most of the year. They were supposed to play December 5th in Indianapolis, but the game got postponed because there were some COVID positives at Gonzaga. And here we are 4 months later, and both teams are going to play in the title game. But one team, as you mentioned, Baylor, just, you know, the game was over at halftime. It was 45-20 at the half. So one team gets there with a blowout that was over at halftime, and the other team, which was undefeated, needs, you know, overtime and a desperation three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game. So they got here in very different ways. They're both here. It's a game everyone wants to see. Baylor, as you say, has a slew of experienced guards and wings. Jared Butler, first-team All-American, had 17 points in the game. Davion had, I think, 12 assists and 11 points. So, you know, Maceo Teague played well. So it's interesting because they really have the experience guards and wings who can match up with the Gonzaga guards, but Baylor's, you know, if they have a weakness, their front court players aren't great. Mark Vital and Flo Thamba are solid, but not spectacular. And they're going to have to deal with Drew Timmy, who had 25 points against UCLA. And I think Gonzaga had 56 points in the paint. So it'll be interesting to see how Baylor tries to defend Timmy and the Gonzaga front court.
Yeah, it's really, really, really unbelievable. But now, again, we talked about Gonzaga, UCLA, really taking them to the limit. And listen, you got to tip your hat to UCLA. I had like 20 brackets. I played in like 3 or 4 different pools, and not one of them. And probably because I know Leonard Hamilton. I used to work with him down in Miami, so maybe my heart was in that a little bit too much. But FSU, I had FSU in predominantly coming out of that region. Did you have an idea of just how good UCLA was going to be, or do you think they were one of the biggest surprises of the tournament this year?
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw this coming. Look, they play in the Pac-12 on the West Coast, so most of us here on the East Coast and across the country, you know, let's face it, we're in bed by 10 o'clock when a lot of these games are ending or finishing. Plus you have to remember they lost a couple guys, UCLA did, to injury. Before the season, they lost one kid, Deshaun Nix, who went to play in the NBA G League. So, you know, even Mick Cronin, the head coach, said if you told him before the season he was going to lose a couple guys to injury and a guy to the G League, you know, no one would have predicted this. But that's why the tournament's so great, right? I mean, teams get on runs. Johnny Juzang, who's a transfer from Kentucky, was just on fire all tournament, you know, had whatever, 29 last night and 28 against Michigan. How do you think those Kentucky fans feel? You know, their team's not in the tournament, and Johnny Juzang, who transferred, is just lighting it up. So, you know, it's a great run by UCLA, and they pushed Gonzaga harder than anyone has in a long time. I mean, Gonzaga hasn't lost a game since February 22nd, 2020, and only one team this year had come within 10 points of them before last night.
Unbelievable. All right, so let's take a look at Monday night. Baylor and Gonzaga. Baylor, +4.5. You can get them on the money line at +165. You know, up until last night, nobody was giving anyone a chance. No one a chance, right, to beat Gonzaga. 27 straight games by double digits. You know, obviously, if you took Gonzaga, you know, with double digits, you were a loser last night. I would imagine that Vegas really walked away very, very happy last night. But regardless, because of what we saw with UCLA, how does Baylor match up with Gonzaga in what we were able to see UCLA do against Gonzaga last night to keep it close?
Yeah, look, I mean, Gonzaga is, like you mentioned, they're about a five-point favorite. I've said all along I think they're going to win. What happened last night doesn't change that. I think they're still going to win. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I mean, you look at last night, you know, Baylor put up whatever it was, 78, and Gonzaga put up 93. You know, Gonzaga's going to score. I think we talked about this last time, Anita. They're going to score 85, 90 points in pretty much every game. So in order to beat them, you're going to have to score that many. And I just think in the end, Gonzaga has too many offensive weapons between Timmy, who was great last night with 25. Corey Kispert, you know, an All-American wing, was kind of quiet last night. You know, you got to expect he's going to have a better game. We all saw what Jalen Suggs did. The kid Joel Ayayi, who's like their fourth best player and is now getting a lot of NBA attention, had 20 points. You know, they have Andrew Nembhard. So I just think they have more offensive weapons and options. You know, not that Baylor can't score. We saw last night that I think they had five guys between 11 and 17 points. But, again, I think to beat them, you have to put up 85, 90, you know, 94 points. And I'm just not sure in a game like that Baylor can outscore Gonzaga.
Two-part question here. Do you feel that Gonzaga and UCLA was the best game so far of the tournament? And how hopeful are you that Gonzaga and Baylor will one-up what we just saw last night?
Yeah, I mean, that's what's incredible, right? Is last night's game, it wasn't even the championship game. It was a semifinal. I mean, you know, if that would have been the championship game, everybody would have been amazed. I think it was clearly the best game of the tournament. You know, I've been covering the Final Four for the last 12, 15 years. It ranks up there with the Chris Jenkins shot for Villanova. You know, that was in the championship game. He hit the three to beat North Carolina in 2016. You know, in 2010, Gordon Hayward had that half-court heave. Remember, it hit the window, Butler against Duke, and, you know, almost gave Butler the win over Duke, and it went off, and Duke won. So that shot last night, you know, ranks up there with some of the greatest shots and the shot attempts we've seen. Look, if we get something on Monday night that's anything close to last night, I think we'll all be big winners. You know, it's good for the sport. It's good for college basketball.
Absolutely. Last question for you before we let you go. You know, I don't mean to be a negative Nelly, especially after the game that we saw last night with Gonzaga and UCLA. But you know, this tournament, I can't say there was a lot of exciting moments, exciting times in this tournament, as opposed to others that we've experienced, right? Like, do you feel a big reason why it was because I personally think the seeding was off, and maybe because of the pandemic and you know, teams that obviously didn't have full schedules, didn't play. I just for a number of reasons, I think the seeding was off, and I think that's why we didn't get the parity that we normally have in this tournament. Would you agree or disagree with that, Adam?
Well, I'm not sure I fully agree, Anita. I mean, I think, look, the fact that there aren't full, you know, stands full of fans at these games, and everything's been kind of limited by the pandemic, and people's attention is elsewhere a little bit on their day-to-day lives, has maybe detracted from it. But, you know, in the big picture, we could be witnessing history here. You know, no team has gone undefeated since Bob Knight's Indiana team in 1976. That was 45 years ago. the last team to reach the title game undefeated was Larry Bird and Indiana State in 1979. You know, they lost to Magic Johnson and Michigan State in the 79 title game. We had a couple teams, Kentucky in 2015 and UNLV in 91, got to the Final Four undefeated and then lost. So Gonzaga's, you know, advanced past that stage. They're in the championship game. They're undefeated. One more win, they're going to be 32-0. And I think, you know, we're witnessing a chance at a historically perfect season here that'll etch them in the history books forever. And if Baylor wins, they'll be remembered as a team that knocked off the perfect team and won their school's first title.
Adam, always great having you on. Again, so appreciate your time throughout this tournament, and really do appreciate you. Again, Adam Zagorio joining us here. You can see all his work at the New York Times. So be sure you check him out and also follow him on social media. Adam, throw out your Twitter handle if you can before you go, please.
Yeah, it's just at Adam Zagorio, and I hope everybody enjoys the game on Monday.
Fantastic. Great, Adam. Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.